Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, welcome back everyone to the channel, Campfire Tales. Tonight's terrifying story is about this abandoned garden. And check this out, guys. This place has a list of rules. I know, right? What the hell? Anyways, make sure to grab yourself a snack tonight. I got a cheeseburger with avocado and a weenie and some leftover macaroni pasta. And a Pepsi, of course. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Share me with your friends and spread me like butter, and enjoy tonight's story. The abandoned garden had three rules, and my friends didn't listen. We used to explore graveyards. Other days, it was abandoned buildings. Why? Because my friends wanted to. Don't get me wrong, I don't even like horror, but sometimes the aesthetics pull you in. Goth, gore, weirdcore, paranormal, psychological dread. They're disturbing, but in an intriguing way. We'd wander, then leave. Oddly enough, the guards never stopped us. They just ignore the fact that a bunch of teenagers were loitering in off-limit zones. Until one day. There was no guards. Just an overgrown path leading to an old, rotting garden wall. Spray painted across it in black ink red. The abandoned ones. No context. Just three rusted warning signs below it, each painted with a red cross. 1. A stick figure running from a tree. The tree branches are heavy with round, smiling fruits. 2. The same figure, now looking up at them. The fruits were smiling wider. 3. A taller man, too tall, standing before smaller figures walking towards them. The signs didn't make sense. They weren't official, just painted. Jonathan and I stayed outside. The other three went in. We waited for them, got bored. Then we left after texting in a group chat. That night, I got a text from Jordan. You abandoned us. Fuck you. I just stared at the screen. My chest felt heavy. Jordan never talks like that. He was quiet, goofy sometimes, but never angry. I fell asleep with that message in my chest like a bitter knot I couldn't untangle. The next day at school, Jonathan leaned over my desk. They didn't come home last night. They stayed in the garden. I blinked. How do you know? He sighed. Daniel's parents called me last night. Daniel didn't return home. Daniel said that we abandoned them. They will not return. I stiffened. You too? He frowned. Wait, you got a call? Not a call, I said. A message from Jordan.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with a sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Jonathan crossed his arms. They were never angry about splitting up before. So, you think something's wrong? I asked, feeling uneasy. He nodded. Let's go after class. Since they say we are responsible, we should do something. I hesitated. Those signs were stuck in my head. But those signs... Alex, he cuts in. We've broken more rules than we can count. What's one more? I didn't answer, just sighed and nodded. After school, we returned to the garden. We had texted them. They replied immediately. Still in the garden, won't leave. The sun was starting to set. The sky streaked orange and violet. We entered after I also forced Jonathan to memorize the three signs. The garden was quiet. Rows of trees, flower bushes, vines curling around broken benches. No animals or birds. Maybe it was too close to nightfall. Leaves crunched under our feet. We stepped deeper in. Then a voice called out. Alexander, Jonathan, you came! We froze. We knew that voice. Theo. But we couldn't see him at first. Turning left and right before the voice called again. Look here! He called out. We thought you'd never come. Just as Jonathan turned his head up to see, I grabbed his wrist. He looked at me, confused. What? The voice, I whispered. It's coming from the tree. His face went pale. The tree? I nodded. The tree. The voice called again. Alexander! Jonathan! Should we leave the garden? I whispered. Jonathan hesitated. Without them? We return with adults later. He seemed to consider it before agreeing. We ignored the calling and walked away. Are we doing the right thing? I whispered. I think so. Just keep watching the ground. Above us. Shuffling. Movement. A soft voice called. Boys, can you help me? Please look up. We need your help. We didn't look, but we knew. We felt it. Dozens of heads hanging from branches like fruit. We could feel them smiling. Come on, guys. Look here. Jonathan grabbed my hand, about to run. I stopped him. Jonathan, second sign said not to run. He nodded. We're not running, he said. We'll walk. Act normal. John, I whispered. My stomach dropped at the thought. Do you think they're... He shook his head too fast. No, no way. That's not them. They aren't our friends. He pulled out his phone in a hurry. I'll call them. I'll prove it. He dialed Daniel's number while we walked forward. We were almost at the entrance when we saw him. A tall, too tall man standing just past the gate. And he picked up the...
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like... Wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator. Roll with the sausage breakfast burrito. Buddy it up with a honey buddy. Or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes. And then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call... Gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Tall. What the fuh? Jonathan muttered, his grip tightening on my wrist. My heart slammed in my chest. The third sign, the tall man. The smaller figures approaching. The man raised the phone to his ear.
Hello, Jonathan, he said in Daniel's voice.
I yanked Jonathan back. End the call, I hissed. Now! We turned away from the entrance and walked deeper into the garden. Voices erupted around us. Shouts, laughter, cries, echoes. None of them were clear, but they all wanted one thing. For us to look up.
Alex! John!
We flinched at the voice of Jordan. We said nothing. Just walked faster. Anywhere but here. Deeper into the woods. Suddenly, Jonathan tugged me behind a tree. John! Shh! We crouched, holding our breath. The tall man again, roaming nearby, shovel in hand. What? Wasn't he at the entrance? I whispered. Jonathan opened his mouth. Before he could start, a head hit the ground, rolling across the dirt, eyes wide. Still smiling.
Hey, look here, please help me!
It said. I almost screamed when I took a glimpse. Jonathan grabbed my arm tight. And we saw the man approaching the head. No, no, he'd see us. Who knows what will happen? My breath faltered. Tears welled up in my eyes. But Jonathan pulled me again around the tree out of that man's sight. I looked at him. Only to see his eyes also filled with fear, his shaking hands. But still, he was focused, trying to save us both. We kept moving behind, hiding behind one tree to another. John, do we head for the wall or the gate? I asked, looking up at him. Since this place was surrounded by walls, there must be a place to climb. He thought for a moment. Back. Keep going back. The man is heading towards the entrance. I nodded. Stick together. After what felt like hours of walking, we reached the wall. I almost cried. Jonathan helped me up first. Just as I stood, I looked back. The man was running towards us. And the trees. Oh, God. So many heads, watching, smiling, screaming. They are abandoning us. They saw us and won't save us. They should be buried here, too. The man sprinted with an uneven gait,
shovel raised dangerously. I pulled Jonathan up. He was heavy, but I couldn't let go. The shovel hit the wall beneath his feet. He grabbed me. I hugged him and leaned back.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So we both fell. But I hit my head, and it hurt like hell. Alex! Jonathan caught me, holding me up. Screams roared behind us. Somehow, we made it out. Running through more trees in the dark, we stumbled to the road, gasping for air after running as much as we could. I looked at Jonathan, sitting on the ground and panting. Thanks, Alex, Jonathan whispered. I looked at him. No, thanks to you. I sat beside him. For you, I was able to live. If it weren't for you, I would have looked. He shook his head. I can't lose another friend. He stared down at his fingers. We couldn't save them. We could have gone with them. He covered his eyes after that. Yes, maybe if we had gone along, they may have had followed the warnings. Maybe the three of them wouldn't have had to face any of it. I sat beside him. I didn't realize that my eyes got wet. Since then, we've never gone back to abandoned or haunted places. After a lot of investigation, police had found many headless bodies around the garden. No heads were found. The killer, to this day, also wasn't found. The garden still thrives. Even when it was destroyed, that place was not freed from its curse. This is the Garden of the Abandoned Ones, where people used to be killed once they were abandoned by their people. It has a big history, which I nor Jonathan want to dig into. Since then, we grew closer to each other. Only we shared the fear of looking up at the trees with hesitation.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today. Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today. You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.